Start your day the Mickey way. Talking sports before the sun comes up. The Mickey Plyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
You call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side, and I'll hang around as long as you will.
Now that's David Allen Coe. You want to hear, one of the reasons you tune in this show every day, Morgan, like you do listen on the podcast and all, is you find out a little bit about other things besides sports. I'm going to give you a little, I'm going to give you two David Allen Coe facts. Not Sandy Koe facts. David Allen Coe actually lived in a cave for a period of time. And he's the only person I know that actually lived in a cave. He was a true Captain Caveman.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I watch these bushcraft videos on YouTube, and I think, I could do that. I could live in the woods.
No, you couldn't.
Digging a hole.
You're too soft.
Chopping trees. I've done it already, Mickey, for a week or so, you know, at a time with the military.
I
did have a tent.
Yeah, I'm talking
no tent. You go out there, you just chop down some trees yourself. I could do it.
Start
your own fire.
Don't fool yourself. Take my advice. Don't do that.
You think it's harder than you think?
Oh,
these guys
yeah.
make it on YouTube, make it look easy.
Sure they do. They
go down to the creek and get catch
you know
some
they
fish.
Have? They got a cameraman over there that's filming everything for them. In case they do, they go back and sleep in the Hummer back there, you know? Anyway, I'll tell you something else about David Allen Coe you didn't know. Tax evader. Had to pay $1 million tax restitution. You know why? He didn't have the Patterson Tax Service on the side. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Get in touch with Patterson Tax Service. They'll take care of you. You're going to love it. Patterson Tax Service would love to help you out. PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. Got a lot to do in this hour. A couple of open phone line segments. Let me get Delvin quickly. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Couldn't be better, buddy. Glad to hear from you. Thanks for being so patient with me.
Yeah, you talking about Nico? You talking about he went? You said they did because they need an experienced quarterback. Did they just go get Joey Aguilar?
They got Aguilar. They've got competition now, and I'm gonna wonder
think,
how
think
this works
got
out. You think Aguilar's gonna be the better one?
I think Joey Aguilar go to transfer portal.
Oh, you think Aguilar leaves now?
Yeah.
Well, that's a short stint in L.A.
That didn't
go too well.
Yeah, because he probably promised to start the job. Did you go out and get Nico?
Let me give you what he did at App State, by the way, just to kind of give you a little thought. I got to find Aguilar on here. Aguilar, you know, he played this past year in Death Valley, and now he's going out to play the Rose Bowl. And see what that looks like. So they weren't very good. They were 6-6 last year. I think I'm saying that. 5-6 last year. And at App State, Joey Aguilar, 218 of 390, 3,000 yards, 23 touchdowns, 14 picks. He didn't have a very good year last year. And in the game against Clemson last year here in Death Valley, 18 of 41, 214, one touchdown, no picks. Wasn't very good. Wasn't very good. So, I think Nico's better than
what
Aguilar,
about
right?
Yeah.
I think that's the case.
Now, basically, Aguilar put up better numbers than he did last year. Nico.
Yeah, close. He threw for more yards. More touchdowns.
Touchdown passes.
More picks, though, too. But I don't know. It'd be interesting. But Nico goes back home, goes back to L.A., goes back to California.
It wasn't like his first year, though. Aguilar's first year.
Much better that first year through it all. But he struggled a little bit. I'm interested to see what UCLA sees in these guys. And remember, UCLA is kind of a program that's kind of in flux right now too. So a little bit desperate. But according to everybody, is for much less money. So it's not a big financial investment from them. So they kind of get him on the cheap.
Yeah. And what do you think about it? They coming out tomorrow? It wasn't about the money. It was about the offense. I'm not buying that one.
Nah, what a load of garbage. You know what? A lot of times you'll hear people say stuff. No.
Yeah, I know what his family was saying right now.
No.
About the money, was about the offense.
Yeah, yeah, 100% about the offense. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. That's why you asked for more money and held out, because you weren't getting money. You can hold out, change the offense. And by the way, you know what they have there? They have a head coach. And you know what else they have there? They have an offensive coordinator. And it is those guys' job to call the plays. It is not the quarterback's job. Or better yet, it's not the quarterback's dad's job to call the plays. It's the offensive coordinator's job to call the plays. Anyway.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what. But now I'm just interested to see what Joey Aguilera is going to do now. Is he going to still? Is he going to enter the transfer report? It's going to be interesting.
We'll see. We will see for sure.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Always good to hear from you. Let's do that now. I've got a dear friend that got in touch with me this week and said, man, can we get a friend of mine on, Philippe Tobar from over at Clemson, Professor Clemson, because we've got a huge soccer event coming up this weekend. Good morning, Philippe. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, thanks for calling in. We share a mutual friend, one of my best friends in the world, and I didn't know anything about it, but he was telling me we've got an unbelievable weekend and a chance for folks to come out and enjoy some soccer, kids to enjoy some soccer, and celebrate the Paralympic soccer at Clemson. Tell us about what's going on, Philippe.
Yeah, exactly. So this Saturday, you're going to have the Clemson University's first Paralympic soccer match in its history. I'm the head coach of the program as well as the assistant professor at Clemson. And this program has been created in 2017. And now we have seven players playing for us, four of them playing for the national team as well, participating featuring in World Cup Parapan games. And we will have the opportunity on Saturday, 11 a.m. at Riggs. And that's huge for them. I like to say thanks to the athletics because they allow us to play probably the best stadium in the South, the soccer stadium in the South. And we're going to be playing against Cerebral Palsy Soccer, which is another team that gathers players from all across the state. So it's going to be a full morning of Paralympic soccer at Riggs.
Awesome. And not just that, by the way, free. I think I'm right by saying this. Free event. So come out. Families are always looking for something to do for free. But you've got some clinic stuff, some halftime show stuff. It's not, I mean, the opening ceremony is like, it's going to be a great game and a great event, but there's a lot of family fun involved also, right?
Yes, exactly. So from 9 to 10, we're going to have a soccer clinic for kids with and without disabilities. And that's going to be run by Shay Hammond, our captain. From 10:45 to 11, we have the opening ceremony, and we're going to appreciate with special jerseys some important figures that helped us get where we are now. And then from 11 to 12:15, we have the game. This Cerebral Palsy Soccer has only 30 minutes each half, and then in the halftime, we're going to feature the men's and the women's soccer Clemson players. Four women and four men. They're gonna play against each other in a skill show, and that of course is gonna add a lot of fun and excitement. And there'll be giveaways. We're gonna be giving to the fans hats, balls, T-shirts. Concessions will be open as well, so there'll be food and beverage for the fans. So we are waiting the community to embrace this event, and we'll be happy to see Riggs full of Clemson fans.
No doubt about that. Tell me about where we are with Paralympic soccer. You mentioned World Cup. We've got the Paralympics out there. We got international competitions now. You're going to see some of those athletes play this weekend. But where are we with Paralympic soccer and a growing sport maybe and some opportunities for international type events?
Yeah, well, that's the past year we had four players representing the U.S. in Spain for the World Cup. They reached the quarterfinals. Unfortunately, Paralympic soccer has been dropped from the Paralympic stage at the world level. But they still play Parapan games, which is like the type of Paralympic games within the continent. And that they got third place in Chile last year. So it has been like a continuous progress for the national team. In terms of popularity across the state, it is growing, and Clemson University is the only university in the world probably to give scholarships for players with cerebral palsy, stroke, or TBI to play in an university level. So we're very proud to have that. And we hope that other universities, by watching what we're going to do on Saturday, start creating their programs as well. And maybe in the future we have ways to bring other universities to play against us and go and play against them and popularize the sport more.
Give me an idea of what an event like this means to a Paralympic athlete.
We have my players saying that it's a unique opportunity that they never imagined they would be able to have. Some of them sharing that they always wanted to be a college athlete, but of course the disability makes it more difficult. But then when they heard that they would play college sports in a college stadium, they were just highly surprised and happy. So it is, I think, not just for them, but for their families, the recognition of their efforts, the challenge that they have been through, and we will be enjoying as much as we can the opportunity to play in that historic field.
Not just that, I love the fact, I think you left me a message about it, that your classes, you've involved the classes for promotions of it and getting involved in it. I think
that's
awfully cool as well to see that.
So I'm just about that, make it quick, just a shout out for my PRTM sport tourism and events students. They are handling the event. They're organizing everything. So from sponsors to game narration, they're doing everything. So maybe some of all your listeners have even talked with my students because they were in downtown going each business asking for some support. So there's still time if they want to sponsor the game. We are highlighting our sponsors and, you know, the communication about the game at our Instagram, which is @CUParasoccer.
All right. So do families, the kids, is there any kind of sign up? You just show up at Riggs on Saturday at 9 o'clock?
Show up and, Riggs, 9 o'clock. If they can be there like 8:45, 8:50, that would be great. And then we're going to kick off 9 a.m.
Free soccer clinic for the kids from 9 to 10. The opening ceremony is a game from 11 to 12:15. And then the halftime show of the Clemson soccer stuff is going to be awesome this Saturday. The weather's going to be great. It's going to be hot, but the weather's going to be great. And, Professor, I got to ask you, because I can't get let you off the hook there. I had this conversation. My son's into soccer now, all right? My son is a Cristiano Ronaldo fan. He argues with you all the time about him and Messi, who's the best player. But I know your background is in Brazil. We bring this up to a former Clemson soccer player. He always mentions Pele. All right? Give me an idea, man. Greatest soccer player of all time. My son's going to be asking me again this afternoon.
Well, it depends if we're talking about this planet or the universe. If it's the universe, it's Pele. This planet, then you can say Cristiano or Messi.
The best answer I've heard yet. All right, 9 o'clock, get there at 8:30, 8:45, bring the kids out, have a great time, enjoy the Paralympic soccer stuff. Coach, good luck with everything, man. I know it's going to be a beautiful day and a great day, and I hope everybody has a great time over at Riggs on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. We're with everyone there, and go Tigers.
Thank you, sir, for sure. Felipe Tobar, Clemson professor, did some Daniel soccer stuff and some Paralympic soccer stuff. Pretty cool day. Pele from another universe, it sounds like. I didn't know that. We got a lot to do in the next couple of segments, getting you ready for the weekend. Here's one thing I can tell you, Morgan, and let's go do this now. Louisville is coming to town. Louisville, you know how you have certain brands about certain programs? If I could say one thing about Louisville, it is they run. They're going to steal bases. They put pressure on the base paths. So keep an eye, keep the leadoff runners on. Keep those guys off base and keep, stop the run game for Louisville this weekend. But I will tell you this. Now, this is an opportunity. Clemson is about to embark upon a deal where 8 of their next 11 are against ranked teams. The Tigers are currently in the top 10 in the RPI. Louisville is 24th in the RPI, 19th in the poll. Georgia 1 in the RPI and 5th in the polls. They come next Tuesday. NC State's 41st in the RPI, but then Florida State is 8th in the polls and 13th in the RPI, and then Coastal's 21st in the polls and 10th in the RPI. So you got 8 of 11 coming up against ranked teams. Louisville is 27-9 on the season. They're 22-3 at home, just 3-5 on the road. They also took but they're in Arlington the same time Clemson was, and played Arizona and Oklahoma State and all those. They beat number one ranked Texas 4-3. They lost to Oklahoma State 12-3, and then they beat Arizona 13-1. From there on, went on a big winning streak. They swept Western Michigan, beat Butler, took two or three from St. John's, beat Morehead State, swept Illinois Chicago, beat Lidcombe, beat Oakland. In the ACC, they took two or three from North Carolina. They lost two out of three at Virginia Tech. They won two out of three at home against Cal. They swept Boston College, and they lost two out of three this past weekend at NC State. So on the road, they're not great so far. And the other thing is they've not really played the most difficult of schedules outside of that opening weekend down in Arlington and then North Carolina. You know, it's going to get tougher for them because they've got Clemson and Florida State and Georgia Tech and Wake Forest still coming up. We've got Vanderbilt still coming up as well. So the schedule gets tougher for Louisville. But Louisville, again, coming in at 27-9. They're 9-6 in the conference. Both teams went TBA for all three games. But 7 o'clock tonight, first pitch, 6:30 pregame show in a what should be a really good baseball series with really good weather. Remember now, because Easter Sunday, Good Friday, and all Thursday, Friday, Saturday for that one. But down in Columbia, Ole Miss comes to Columbia. So another good weekend there for sure. Let's take a break. We'll come back. When we do, we'll take a couple phone calls, a couple text messages. I do want to tell you about my awesome friends at Trail. I get reminded and I get great updates now from Trail. And Trail, according to the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Clemson, is a nonprofit of the month. So another great award there from our friends over at Trail. Trail does believe in so many great things going on there, and they're a proud sponsor of their Oconee Chamber of Commerce nonprofit, their Vitality Awareness Program, vibrant membership there. They've got over 1,100 members in this diverse community. They do an incredible job of building unbelievable products. When I go talk to Trail, they talk about the Foothills Community Healthcare building that they built. They talk about there's a great building that they just talk about, the culinary skills of getting inmates that get released and getting them back into the to the world and functioning in the right way there. So all of the medical buildings they built, the schools, they built so much pride in the upstate of South Carolina. They don't build anywhere else. Will Huston once told me one time, we could go build all the Targets or all the Walmarts or all those shopping malls all over the Southeast, all over the country, but they don't do that. They concentrate right here in the upstate of South Carolina. They love it. Let them build that for you. Schedule a discovery session with them at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Much more after this.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past, and anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation, and if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV PhotoMax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV PhotoMax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESHeatingAir.com today for more information. Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
Do yourself a favor, make El Jimador Mexican Restaurants your choice for great Mexican dining. Whether it's their new El Jimador Elegante location on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, their Highway 81 location in Anderson, or Tiger Boulevard in Clemson, El Jimador offers great Mexican food daily for lunch and dinner. Check out their new menu and ask your server how you can eat free with a frequent diner punch card. Welcoming old friends and new ones alike, El Jimador Mexican Restaurants in Anderson and Clemson.
At Toyota of Easley, this month only, we have up to $2,000 in loyalty cash that can be used on the purchase of a new Toyota Tundra or Tacoma. That's right, during the month of April, this offer is what you've been waiting for. Hurry in for best selection. Call Toyota of Easley today, 864-810-6607 to see if you qualify. Or come by today and view our inventory of new Toyotas at 5643 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Bermuda and Zoysia homeowners, it's the perfect time to let topdressing.com make your lawn the envy of the neighborhood with a beautiful, dark green, smooth, healthy lawn. Call the experts at topdressing.com at 888-850-1850 or visit topdressing.com and request a free quote. A turf specialist will come out and evaluate your lawn and help you get their proprietary top dressing lawn service schedule. Visit topdressing.com or call 888-850-1850.
Greenville FCA is hosting a golf tournament Monday, April 28th at Pebble Creek Golf Club to raise money to help support its mission. Registration starts at 8 a.m. with a shotgun start at 9:30. There are over $20,000 in prizes and gifts on hand, and all players can participate in a silent auction. There's still some room available for groups if you want to play, and sponsorship packages are available at all levels. For more on how you can be a part of this fun and important day, go to the web at upstatescfca.org.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
No transfer portal here. We're here to stay. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Morgan Thomas. Travis Tritt's one of the most underrated stars in country music history. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Carolina Flooring Specials. That's underrated as well. Over 4,000 projects. Over 21 million square feet that these great guys have been able to do through the years. Family owned since 1999. They do have, because they were so successful, people came in and they said... They do this awesome job of getting these floors down. So people came and said, hey, let's get in this business. So they're like the pioneers in this. Well, go with the originals. Don't go with the cover bands. Go with the original band. Go with Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158, 404-8158. CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Question to you, Morgan Thomas. How concerned are you about the Braves' start to this season?
It's pretty concerning. I think statistically, teams that have started this bad have never really done good in the postseason. Right. So that's when I really get involved in baseball, is once it's kind of on the line, you got to win the next game to keep continuing. But it doesn't look too good, as you mentioned. They get some runs, but then it just quickly disappears the next couple of games. They're just so inconsistent at the plate.
Let me give you this. The Braves are the third worst team in baseball right now. There's 61 runs scored so far. The only team scored less than that, the Royals, the White Sox, the Rangers, and the Rockies. They have the fifth worst offense in the league right now as far as runs scored. And at 5-13, I would give you the schedule has been fairly difficult. They get Minnesota now. Minnesota's 7-12 as well, or net 7-12 range, about the same winning percentage almost. But bottom line is, it gets a little bit easier. But man, you gotta pick it up a little bit. Fellow Braves fan Mike Vaughn joins us. Won't see you tomorrow, man. Hey, by the way, I won't see you tomorrow. But happy Good Friday, happy Easter weekend, man. How you doing?
Thank you, Mickey. I appreciate the opportunity to get in just for a minute. And first of all, I've got so many things that I wanted to talk to you about tomorrow, and I thought I'd sneak in today and just share them very briefly. But first of all, Mickey, I have to thank so many people for the outpouring of love with my brother Brian Howell's service this past Saturday. When you've got guys like Red Martin that reach out to you and tell you what an impact your own brother had on people's lives, it really hit me. I'm so thankful for Red and so thankful for my brother Brian. A lot of folks knew him as Wolf, and we really celebrated him last Saturday. Good, so man, thanks good. To all the listeners who reached out. I really appreciate that. Mickey, I was going to talk to you about how you are always right, and last weekend it was proved because you picked Rory and you stood by him even after his choke on Thursday. So kudos to you, Mickey Plyler. Your man finally gets the green jacket. I was also going to talk to you about the awesome walk-off with Marion Collins the other night for women's softball.
Yeah.
We've got the final regular season women's lacrosse game tonight at Clemson. I'll be there. Then I'm sneaking down to DKS after lacrosse to continue to exclaim to the world of sports that birds do not have teeth.
No.
And we'll be cheering on the Tigers tonight. And then, Mickey, finally, and I'll get off, I want to tell folks, especially the Roar listeners that tune us in at 97.5, all of you Spartanburg folks, you have got to get out to 5th Third Park and see the new Hub City Spartanburgers team. The first two nights have been incredible. They are undefeated at home. Now, some might say that's because they have a great PA announcer, Mickey, but I don't think the announcer is what makes the team successful. But why take a chance, right? I mean, folks have to get out and see this incredible ballpark, Mickey, and I hope you and Drake can join us over there soon.
We will for certain. Hey, do you want to go back? We only got an hour and a half on the show. Do you go back and go over the things I'm right about again, though? Because I only have an hour and a half.
Well, you are. You're right. At least 95% of the time. There's a time or two that I catch it, but most of the time
I'm wrong on purpose. Come on, just keep you on your toes. I could be right about that other stuff, but I'm wrong just to kind of keep you on your toes a little bit. If I was right about everything,
I'll leave you with this, Mickey. I want to wish everyone an outstanding weekend as we celebrate the most significant day in human history. And I just wish all the folks and all the listeners a great weekend with family and friends. And let's celebrate in a big way this weekend the freedom that we have in Christ. I appreciate all you guys. And Morgan and Mickey, y'all have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Well, do you want to piggyback on things I'm right about, Morgan?
I mean, you know, we started a whole entire segment because of all the times you've been right.
This is tough. Craig is in the Electric City of Anderson. Craig, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mickey? How are you this morning?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are, too.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, so Clemson-Louisville this weekend. Now, I might be a little crazy on this one, but I would actually like to see Talon Bell get the start tonight and keep Canuck on his Friday rotation just because it's a weird week. And then B.J. Bailey on Saturday and just give Darden a week to get right with the Lord. Because he's missing too much in the middle of the plate. And last week was kind of not his fault a little bit. I watched a good bit of it. And he was on the corners and then wasn't really getting the call. So he came back middle and just got punished because both pitchers did on Saturday. Just got all of them got hit around because they all had to throw middle because they weren't getting any corners called. But I'd like to see Darden get a week and then Talon Bell hadn't pitched in about a week and a half. And just see Bell go tonight, Canuck tomorrow, and Bailey on Sunday. And I honestly don't want to see a couple guys in the lineup right now. Just we're striking out way too much. I know we're one of the most patient teams at the plate, but there were times this past weekend where we were really impatient and swinging up. There's too much swing and miss right now.
Yeah, here's a couple things. I think you make some very good points. A couple of things there. Bell is going to be one of the keys. As they kind of reinvent themselves on the weekend and kind of find these roles, Maybe Bell and Darden kind of switch out. Maybe it'll be Canuck, Bell, and Bailey. I'm not willing to get up on Bailey yet for a weekend start, like you said. Let's start him at some point in time. But Bell is a guy that he's crafty enough. He's just getting his pitch count up. He's getting his confidence with it, and he's looked good so far. In his three starts, 1.50 ERA. I would be surprised. Now, maybe you start this after the next week because you got Georgia coming to town next Tuesday. But I wouldn't be surprised if you saw Talon Bell maybe get some high leverage innings at least. And then the other side of it is when Michael Gillen comes back, he'll be a high leverage guy too.
Yeah, Gillen, yeah, for sure.
But they've got to do something there because Darden does not have enough velocity or movement when he's not getting the corners. If he lives in the middle part of the plate, he's going to get smashed. And he doesn't walk anybody, but he just gets hit hard. So he's got to have an umpire. And to his defense, I thought the umpire in his game the other night was just pathetic. I thought he was absolutely pathetic.
He was squeezing both pitchers, and they both had to come back middle, and it was just like any high-end college player is going to hit you when you're throwing 91, 92, middle, and you're just like, oh, just throwing please hit me balls. Like,
Craig, I embarrassed my son at the game, but I yelled down there. It went on a very close – it shouldn't have been that close. It was a strike, but he called it a ball on the corner, and I yelled at him, I said, that's why we're 2 hours into the game. We're only in the fourth inning. Like,
oh, for sure.
Let's move it on, man. Let's call it something. Like, you were sitting there, and if it's not middle, then that's it. And so Darden cannot live in that world, and that's a shame, but he's just going to have good enough stuff to adjust to that. So,
yeah, I don't even think it'd be the worst idea is to go Bell. And I think Gillen's, like, you know, DB's taught that Gillen should be back this week to get some kind of pitches. I don't think it's the worst idea to go Bell, Gillen, and then run into the pen a little bit and go Titsworth and go a little Johnny Holstaff.
Yeah.
In a light, unless Bell's just come out there and he's just nails if he could go today, and then you just hold Darden to throw against Georgia.
Well, one thing that was encouraging, when Titsworth the other day went 4 1/3 against Gardner Webb, that was encouraging.
I think he could be a starter.
The only concern there, though, is that he's so fastball reliant, and so the second time through a lineup might be a little bit different. But his fastball's jumpy and lively. But I'd like to see that if he, you know, second and the secondary pitches is a key for Titsworth moving forward. But maybe you see him a little more of a high leverage starting type role.
Yeah, and even like, and I know he hasn't been there, and I don't know really what happened because of the fall and then in pre-spring practice with Lagernick, like he just fell off a map. Like, you haven't even seen him in the leaf. Like, nothing. Like, he just tells me, like Lagernick's done got PO'd, and he's like, nope, not pitching. And I bet Lagernick transfers at the end of the year.
We'll have to see. I'm not sure what it is and how healthy he was, and we'll have to see. But hopefully they can get it. Hopefully get it a little bit straightened out because it's been
– Yeah, and you got to get Gubby back, too. Get Gubby back, that little 88-mile-an-hour fastball with the –
Well, there's roles because from that left-hand side, there's roles for that. But you're right. We've not seen Lagernick since the Presbyterian game on March the 26th. So it's been a minute for Lagernick. Got to get him back out there at some point in time, too. Because he's got good enough stuff. This command's got to be with him, man. He's got to locate a little bit better for his stuff.
Yeah, I think I'd just like to see Bell tonight and Keith Canuck.
Well, I think he's already mentioned he's going to go Canuck tonight, though, but I think you'll see Bell either Friday or Saturday. I'd be surprised if you didn't see Bell.
Gotcha. All right, man. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate that. And maybe he deked us. Maybe he deked us through all that. Don't forget, Paul Strelo, 805. Also got our RudyLanco.com hunting fish report. Talk some fishing coming up. Hal's been hanging on forever. Hal, you've been very patient with me, man. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Ironically, Don Hatchback played his college ball for Colorado, and you mean you never heard the name Don Hatchback before?
Seemed like I heard the name, but just more familiar with, I guess, with the Suns, maybe. But I didn't. Until I heard it, until I was reminded of it, I didn't really recall it. But that happens, Hal. I'm old, man. You know that. I'm old now.
I mean, I can remember those old guys from the NFL real, real well. You know. I used to sometimes watch NFL games on YouTube, and all those games that the my games at Howard Cosell and just doing maybe and those Sunday games that Kurt Gatty and Tom Brookshire did when he was with Pat Summerall and Don Hasselbeck. He wears the same. This is a different day in the NFL for the Patriots.
No doubt about that. I mean, those are the good old days. Kurt Gowdy doing the Raiders and the Broncos games, or Raiders and Chiefs games, and Biletnikoff catching them, Cliff Branch catching patches from Stabler and Dave Casper.
And also
those guys.
Mickey,
yeah.
And also Mickey, I'm talking about the white helmets with the old logo and the red jerseys and
they call that guy. They call that guy Patriot Pete? Isn't what he is for the Patriots?
What I'm trying to tell you is, if I had Don Hasselbeck and Russ Fentz, be more qualified to be my favorite Patriot than Gronk or that Hernandez guy that killed that guy. You know,
that ain't good. No, he's not on. He's on a different list. That ain't good at all. How I got to get a break, man. I appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. Yeah, I think it's Patriot Pete or Patriot Pat or something. Is that guy the center? You know, the guy centering the football with the Patriot. On the white helmets for the Patriots. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. You don't remember this?
Old school logo?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a name.
Yeah. You going to save our Ask Mick segment? All right, save that. I got two guests coming up. We'll talk fishing with John Steele. We'll then talk Clemson recruiting with Paul Streetlow. And then get that for me coming up. You got a good one this week?
I think I got a good one. This one's from a student.
Get
some thoughts on was he – wrong or not.
Ask an old man advice for a young man. We can do that. Prime Lending's going to – I'll give you advice. Sign your mortgage with Prime Lending. Do your refinance with Prime Lending. Do your remodel with Prime Lending. Let Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, and a great team help you. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Prime Lending's able to help you out and do a great job with you and let their experience pay off for you for sure.
The old logo?
Yeah.
Pat Patriot. The new logo?
Yeah.
Flying Elvis.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like that. I don't like the silver in it. I don't like anything about that. Nothing about that at all. Quickly. Oh, I don't have the pitch count for him. I was going to tell you, Bell's gone up one inning and then went three innings and then went two innings. So we'll see if he can up that total a little bit.
He was really good in high school. I mean, he was striking out people. He didn't really throw super fast, but he's really good at getting people to strike out. So.
Crafty.
Crafty, yes. Crafty. There you go.
Tigers trying to improve on 33-6 and 11-4 in the ACC. Short break. We'll come back. Get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fish report right after this. Living with chronic joint pain is like trying to get comfortable on a cactus sofa. Nothing feels good, and forget trying to do things you enjoy this spring like golf, hiking, tennis. You're just trying to get by. I want you to know something. The medical pros at QC Kinetics right here in Greenville are on the case and focused to finally get you the relief you need. They've already treated tens of thousands of patients around the country with regenerative treatments that help calm the debilitating joint pain in your knees, hips, shoulders, and back. With QC Kinetics, the science is solid. They give you your life back without surgery, without drugs, and without any downtime. Everybody's trying to live healthier lives and break free of harmful meds. That's the whole mission of QC Kinetics. If you're curious if you'd be a candidate for these treatments, no problem. The consultation is completely free, and they're happy to take a look and see if they can help you finally get relief. Call now to find out how easy it is to get back to enjoying life without chronic joint pain. Now's the best time to get started. Call QC Kinetics now, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. QC Kinetics in Greenville and in Asheville.
My daughter is normally a little goofball, but after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security Disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and or diabetes. We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Tune in to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Discover retirement planning techniques you need to know.
There are better ways to do this. I love Wall Street, but trying to beat the market is not it. Get out of the idea that you're a trader and become a long-term investor.
Tune in to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, Sundays at 8 a.m. right here on WCCP.
The upstate leader in sports by day. Worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
And for me, it still goes on. It's too hot to fish, and too hot for golf, and too cold at home. Well, I
Yeah, too hot to fish, too hot to golf. It better be hot, buddy. It's too hot for me to play golf. Our great friends over at American Doormaster want to tell you that your garage doors sometimes break and those springs burst and bust up, and you can't fix it. They can. 24-hour emergency service. That's for the commercial and residential part of it, and they are your broken spring specialists. Keyless entry stuff, garage door openers, any kind of repairs you're going to need, they'll take care of that for you. Commercial garage installment, residential garage door installment, they'll do it all for you. 990-3075, 990-3075, AmericanDoorMasters.com, AmericanDoorMasters.com. Going to get Paul Strelo talking Clemson recruiting in both football and basketball when you come in the next segment. This segment brought to you by my friends over at Reedy Land Co. .com. Check those good folks out. And it is not Friday, John Still. Well, we are all for Good Friday, so we move it up a day for Thursday. And seemed like we've got an awful lot to talk about with some inshore fishing. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good, man. You're doing my heart good, leading in with a little 90s Mark Chestnut. I like that.
Mark Chestnut. Underrated. Not quite the superstar that, say, Travis Tritt was earlier, but Mark Chestnut, you know, he could get it done, too. For sure.
He was sneaky good, man. He was sneaky good. But, for me, a lot of times I talk about hunting on when I do this segment, but going to talk some fishing today, man. I had did something for the first time that was a lot of fun. I had the opportunity to go do inshore saltwater fishing down in Georgetown. And, man, we caught some – I don't know if anybody's ever gone out in – one of the bays on the South Carolina coast to catch big redfish, they call them bull redfish. But man, we did that recently with a guide out of Georgetown, some of the Reedy guys. And we had a heck of a morning, hauling these things in. It was a really cool, kind of full circle type of experience where we went out there, the guy threw the cast net a couple times. He found the pelicans diving on the bait fish, caught a bunch of menhaden, or some people call them pogies, about 5 to 6 inch bait fish, and put them in the bait tank and threw those things out there in the same spot and caught huge redfish, anywhere from 30 to one of the pictures I sent you yesterday, Mickey Anderson Drake. He caught one 50 plus. And man, it was fun hauling those things in.
Those are huge fish, by the way. You guys had a great haul for that. I don't know anything about redfish, but look at the size of them. Did anybody at any point in time, when they caught one, look to the captain and go, "You're gonna need a bigger boat," like they did in Jones?
When Anderson hauled that one in that I sent you one of the pictures of, but that 50 to 60 pounder. I mean, when that dinosaur comes up to the surface, you're starting to wonder. But the great thing about our red fishery is, the protections are in place. We threw all those fish back because those big fish, that's your breeding stock. Those are protected. With redfish, there's a slot for in a limit to how many you can keep. You don't keep those big fish, and you don't keep the small fish. They have to be between 15 and I think 23 inches is the slot for keeping redfish, and you can keep 3 per person or 6 per day per boat. So DNR, you know, shout out to those guys and all of our guides and private fishermen for doing the work to protect that fishery and make sure that we can enjoy that for years to come.
Morgan, look at this fish right here. Man, that's a monster, huh? 50-pound redfish. Why do we slot? Why do we allow the slots? Why don't we? I can understand not taking on the little one because that's going to grow into an adult and be a lot more fun later on. What's the reason for not taking on the big one?
Well, you want the big ones are the ones that are breeding and maintaining those populations. Yeah. So you want to protect those big fish so that they can reproduce and produce new redfish in the next generation of that population. So it's a sustainability thing where you don't want to overfish the population in general, and two, you want to protect those ones that are breeding and reproducing and restocking that fishery.
Well, there's a difference, obviously, offshore. But you're inshore saltwater fishing. Tell folks what that means.
Yeah, so basically, anything that if you're not in the open, in our area, out in the open Atlantic, it would be considered inshore, kind of in those brackish waters all the way up to, if you're going up some of the rivers on our coast, up to the dividing line where, you know, freshwater and saltwater kind of mix, that cutoff point, anything in there is considered inshore fishing. Where you're fishing for, it could be redfish, flounder, spotted trout are some of the best eating fish I think there is. It's hard to beat fried trout. So any of those inshore species, tarpon, certain times of year in South Carolina, catching tarpon. If you think a redfish is big, you know, you hook up with a big tarpon, those things can get, 100 pounds or more. That's a fight. And, those redfish are, they'll pull, but those tarpon, they'll fight you and get on top of the water and tail walk. And so that's, a lot of people love doing that fishery as well.
You stole my next question. Redfish, was that, I mean, a 50-pound fish, obviously, what kind of fight is that? And
it was probably a 10-minute fight for Anderson to get that big one in. Most of them, it'll take you, 5 minutes or so to haul them. You don't want it to be too quick because then you get them to the boat and they're still green and flopping around and making it hard to handle. So if you fight them a little bit and let them get a little bit tired, it's a little easier to handle them and then safely release them back into the water.
Texture wants to know exactly where were you guys doing this?
We were out of Georgetown Marina. We had a guide that we went with out of Georgetown Marina right there at the landing there, and then we went out into Winya Bay, which is where the Black River and the Waccamaw River out, and then empty out into the Atlantic near Cape Romaine. So we were in Winya Bay.
Yeah, I've been to Winya Bay. That's still brackish water there, or is that all?
That's pretty much, that's mostly salt water in the actual bay. You go a little bit further up the river.
Waccamaw turns that way, right?
Yeah, saltwater, freshwater dividing line.
Yeah. Are there, for folks that don't know, like the guide services, is this, how do you go about finding that, researching that? It's a pretty easy thing to do?
There's a lot of great guides down there that do a great job inshore. You can get a good inshore trip with most of the guys down there. Their boats can handle 3 or 4 people. You can get a good guide for $600 or $700 for the day, and it'll be a 4 or 5 hour trip. And if anybody wants some recommendations on guides, reach out to me. On email, you can get it at Relanco, and I'll be happy to point you in the right direction. But there's several good guides down there that can take you out and do a great job. The major piece of advice I'll give you is listen to your guide. I mean, a lot of people, especially if they fished before, have designs on what they want to do, and, hey, I want to go do this, and and they'll do it, but I like to ask them, hey, what should we fish for today? Because those guys are on the water every day. The weather conditions change, the fishery changes, and that's kind of what way it went for us. You know, we got on the boat and he said, you know, we were getting ready to go out. And he said, what do you guys want to fish for? And we said, well, you know, we'd love to get on some reds or some trouts. And he said, have you ever caught bull reds? And nobody on my boat had. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. You know, something new that none of us had ever done. And man, I think we caught 15 redfish in about 2 hours, and it was an absolute blast.
Yeah, no doubt. Time of year, best time of year to get to head down and do this?
It depends on what you want to fish for. I mean, you know, I would say the spring and the fall are probably the best. As it warms this time of year, with the temperature fluctuations, it makes, you know, it can be hit and miss on fishing. We were fortunate that we hit a good day for what we wanted to do, but you know, the redfish and trout fishing in the fall is outstanding on the South Carolina coast. Tarpon, I think he told me, is coming up here in May, June time frame, and then sea trout in the summers. The trout fishery is pretty good. It remains to be seen how the spotted trout are going to do this year, because they're very susceptible to cold snaps, and we certainly had those this winter, and I think that may have had some impact on the trout population. Actually, I think North Carolina closed their trout fishery this summer to allow those populations to withstand the fish that they lost in the cold snaps. So,
final one for you, and I'm not necessarily talking about when y'all there, because that's a pretty big bay there, but tidal creeks, you got to be careful through all this. You could be, you know, knowing where you're going, knowing shoals and tides and all that's pretty important. Maybe not in a big bay like when y'all bay, but that's got to be a pretty important factor. I'm still guessing, right?
Absolutely, and you need to know the tides, because, you know, typically the fish is best when the water's moving. So you don't, typically slack tide when it's going, you know, when it's going from high and starting to go back to low, or low back to high. But when the water's still, that's, you know, you kind of got it, the fishing gets tough. So if you got some moving water, that's usually the best time to try and get your fishing in.
All right, I was on ReedyLandCo.com. I normally do them on Thursday nights. We had to move it up today because it's Good Friday and Easter weekend, and, man, the site looks great, and the properties look amazing. So tell us about what you guys are doing, how folks can reach you guys.
Man, we have been super busy, Mickey. Lots of new listings coming online. Lots of listings getting sold. You can see all of our listings at ReedyLandCo.com. I just signed a new listing yesterday that'll be coming on the market in the next couple weeks. Really, really cool, unique property, 130 acres, kind of between Pickens and Dacusville, with two ponds, a big rock ball that overlooks the ponds, and a lot of other amenities. It's going to be a really cool and unique listing for. Could be investors. There's a lot of individuals who want just a really neat residential farm. So look for that coming up next couple weeks. But this time of year, man, weather's getting a little warmer, and trees have greened up. And man, it's a great time to get out and go look. And we can also help you find property. You know, we do a lot of listing work, but man, you know, some of the stuff that I've done recently has been working with buyers and assisting them with finding a property, and that's something that our expertise could really help a buyer avoid mistakes and find the right piece at the right price.
Hey, next time you guys go that way, put me on the boat. Let me take my clubs. Go up the Waccamon. Drop me off at Caledonia or at Summer Pompoli's.
We had some guys play True Blue. The ones who didn't want to fish, they did a little golf and played at True Blue. See? So it might be right up your alley.
I love it, man. I love it. ReedyLandCo.com. Go by and see those good folks and take advantage of a really good company here in the upstate of South Carolina. John, always appreciate it, buddy. Have a great Easter weekend.
Yeah, happy. I hope you guys have a good Maundy Thursday, and enjoy your Easter your holy Sunday.
No doubt about that. John Stillwell, ReedyLandCo.com. You have a big Easter. We talked about you going to see your father-in-law preach for the final Easter service. Sunrise service for you guys, or are you guys normal times?
This would be normal times. Yeah. But yeah,
that sunrise service is cool, though, isn't it? A friend of mine said they do their sunrise service on the beach. They got a beach house. They go down and do that. I've done the sunrise service. Seemed like we did it at Harbor Town during the PGA Tour event a couple of times. The sunrise service is really cool, though. And normally they're a little bit cooler, but it's going to be hot this weekend for your sunrise services. So cool stuff for sure. Let me tell you about our awesome friends over at the Patterson's Tax Service. They want to help you out with your taxes. They want to do your taxes for you. They want to make sure that you get all of your taxes done before May the 1st, pay all of your taxes before May the 1st. Don't want to have to file any more extensions. If you did, they can do your taxes for you at a later date. You know, you never know why you might need extensions. You never know. Sometimes you're waiting on other stuff. Sometimes you're still planning other stuff. By the way, speaking of tax planning, starting about May, they'll start doing tax planning again. They've been so tied up. Russell told me they did more taxes this tax season than any year in the history of the Patterson Tax Service. He also told me that in order for them to break the record next year, then they're going to have to expand somehow, some way, and get bigger office space and more people, because it's just, they've about maxed the thing out. Thanks to all of your support. They want to thank you for letting them, allow them to do your taxes, and they'd love to do them more in the future. But the one thing I kept telling Donnie is this thing will grow because they don't lose their clients. Clients stay with them through the years, like me, like I did at the Patterson Tax Service. PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. All right, busy third hour. We're going to talk basketball and football recruiting with Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. We're going to talk more about the college baseball weekend, getting ready for the Easter weekend there, more about the Braves weekend, more about the Heritage. I'll give you a little scoring update from all that's going on, ACC Women's Golf Championship stuff too. A lot to get to. Morgan Thomas, Mickey Potter, I'd be thrilled if he came back for hour number three after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.